You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a passionate show. I am passionate about health and wellness to help you take control of your genes so you can live the most optimal way you want to live, to get the second chance on the life you want. So this show is your do-over. You get a do-over if you want it. Everyone does, until they're got absolute structural change or are 6 feet under. And so you get the chance. Today we've got some great stories. One a bit about wiping out malaria. That's a bonus story. We may be able to wipe out malaria with a two-day treatment. It looks incredibly promising. New drug, new way of going at it. The immune system tricking the red cells that are infected with the malaria bug into killing those red cells and getting rid of the malaria parasite. Really remarkable work in mice only so far. So we're probably at least 3 years, even though the FDA has fast-tracked it, at least 3 years away from getting it in humans. Without it, your heart, brain, and skin could suffer. What is it? It's the flu shot, and we're staying away from the flu shots in droves this year. Only about 40% of Americans, even 43% of people pregnant, and everyone who's pregnant and everyone over the age of 60 should certainly get this. It looks like they missed a little bit on the type that is actually the flu mutated, the virus mutated. It's an H3N2, same one, but it changes a little bit. That's why we have to keep giving these immunizations. Nevertheless, getting your immunization decreases your risk of heart attack, stroke, memory loss in the future. You get it 10 years in a row. It decreases those things by 50%, decreases all causes of mortality, since many of them are related to inflammation in your body, by 25%. Immense benefit from just getting a little stick with a flu shot or even the nasal flu vaccine. So get it. We're now, if you look on the flu trends, we're now at the second highest flu level for this date in the last 10 years, climbing rapidly. If you live in the Midwest or Texas, you know what we're talking about. Or Minnesota, Missouri, Colorado, Alaska, not very Midwest state. It's getting in the South. It came from Florida and it's now hit Georgia. But these states are getting a lot of flu and it's going to be around. So get your flu shot. It's not too late. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to get maximum protection, but do get your flu shot. We'll hopefully talk to an expert about that a little later on. Even with the miss, it's still an important thing to get. We're also going to talk about, and by the way, you can call us anytime, 1-877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or email us at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com. I'll tell you what our guest is. Our guest is going to talk about a grain fee family table. We already have some questions for her, Carrie Vitt, that have been emailed in. Carrie Vitt is author of The Grain Fee Family Table. Will be there at the bottom of the hour. Until then, we're going to talk about, is it sugar, not salt, that's the high blood pressure culprit? Maybe you really don't have to worry about salt at all unless you're in severe or significant heart failure. We'll also talk about BPA in cans causing a rise in blood pressure. Just drinking out of the can or plastic that was lined, plastic bottle that had BPA in it, as opposed to glass. Guess who did the study? Yes, I think they have something to do with the glass bottling companies. Don't worry about salt unless you have high blood pressure that is salt sensitive. Mediterranean diet. We learned last week that it lengthens your telomeres and your stem cells. Your stem cells come in when you've got an injury. So you have a stroke or a heart attack, your stem cells come in to repair it. They need long telomeres because it's the length of the telomere that allows them to replicate, to duplicate. Telomeres are like the aglets or the ends of the plastic ends of your shoelace. You don't have them, you can't replicate your stem cells. You don't have them on your shoelaces. Makes it tough to tie your shoes, tough to get those shoelaces laced up. Well, same thing. That makes it much more difficult, in fact, dysfunctional for stem cells. They can't replicate, so you want long stem cells. We know that taking care of stress does it. We know that physical activity lengthens the telomeres. Now we're finding out, and we know tobacco shortens it, and stress shortens it. Now we find out going to a Mediterranean diet, that is a diet that is largely vegetable-based, is really, and nut, of course, and olive oil, is good for lengthening your telomeres. And it also helps heart patients. It helps the heart of patients with erectile dysfunction. We know that men with erectile dysfunction usually have difficulty with blood flow issues, blood flow to their heart and brain and kidney and legs, as well as their sexual organs. And so one of the things that helps, going to a Mediterranean diet. So it also helps ED. We're going to talk about memory slips are tied to stroke risk among the highly educated, what that means. More women using the most effective form of birth control. What is the most effective form of birth control? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. As well as that men's semen quality between ages 30 and 50 is linked to their quality of overall health. So infertile, well, maybe it is your overall health that's suffering. Got a minute? Let's work out. What do we mean by that? Does just a minute of workout make a big difference? And the answer is, if that's an intense minute, it does. We'll come back to that. As well as, why should you go or consider going grain-free? We'll talk with Carrie Vett, as I said, Carrie Vitt, V-I-T-T, the grain-free family table is the book she's written about where gluten-free meets paleo. Interesting diet concept, maybe one that you can adapt to make your health better as well, although obviously I don't think the paleo works well because a lot of saturated fat, whether it's in meat or eggs, egg yolks, are killers. In the second hour, many of us don't get the second hour, many of the stations don't have it, but in the second hour, we'll talk more about sugar and blood pressure and why that's important. We'll also see Gary Ginsberg. By the way, if you don't get the second hour, you can always log on to RadioMD.com after Tuesday of the week, log in, and it's on the archives, or you can log on your computer, RadioMD.com, and get it. As it happens between 6 and 7 p.m. on every Saturday live. Gary Ginsberg, we're going to talk about, we're also going to talk in that second hour about why the U.S. is falling behind on exercise and getting fatter. Yeah, we are. The good news is we've exported our habits faster than we are getting problems, so every other country is having a competitive problem as well. We're just out in front. In fact, if you're living in Ohio and you're listening to me in Ohio, as many of you do, I know, on several of the stations that carry it, but Ohio has really turned bad. We've gone from 27th in health to 40th in health. If I were a company, I wouldn't locate in Ohio until I had a commitment about health care costs in Ohio. Gary Ginsberg's on talking about ALS and clusters near lakes that have blue-green algae, like the Great Lakes happen to have. We're going to talk to him about that. Japanese getting it right. Did they? They banned e-cigarettes over their cancer risk. Is that the right choice if they allow regular tobacco? Russia's floating Chernobyl. Does radiation waste at sea threaten your fish dinner? And L.A. condos adjacent to highways, a trend that's bad for your breathing. Now it's going to be the show. It's a great show because these are such important topics. Again, if you haven't gotten your flu shot, get it, because flu is one of the leading causes of inflammation, which leads to not only arthritis, but cancer, heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, and decay in orgasm quality. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com, Prevalief.com, to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. The second story we were going to cover today is one about sugar versus salt and high blood pressure. Sugar is added to processed food, and in this large analysis, it may be a more important contributor to high blood pressure than a salt. That's right, in a review, two researchers who study the impact of diet on cardiovascular disease wrote that the emphasis on lowering dietary salt in guidelines aimed at reducing high blood pressure may not be evidence-based. In fact, it isn't evidence-based. In fact, even the Institute of Medicine said it wasn't the right thing. What they said we should do is, in fact, only in people with salt-sensitive hypertension or who have already diagnosed heart failure should look at reducing sodium to what their diet says. What is salt-sensitive hypertension? You go without salt for 3 weeks, or even 3 days, we'll start to show you, and your blood pressure, which falls from whatever level it was, by about 20 points on both the upper and the lower number. That's salt-sensitive hypertension. If you don't have that, then in fact, people say that the amount of sodium in our diet, a little more than the 1,500 milligrams, it is in fact 3 to 4 grams right now, is in fact the ideal level for longevity. Now, that's different from what the American Heart Association recommends. It's different from what the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, but it is what we think you should get, especially if you want to follow the guidelines and what these researchers found. What they found, in addition, was that feeding glucose, or sucrose in this case, to rats who had already the history of high blood pressure, that is, they're genetically bred for high blood pressure, leads to an increase in their blood pressure. So they said, maybe this is sodium. And in fact, there's another study published last spring in the Journal of the American Medical Association, showed that compared to patients who consumed less than 10% of their calories from added sugar, those who consumed 10 to 25%, which is like the rest of us, had a 30% increase in mortality from cardiovascular disease. Now, I believe that's from plaque forming, not high blood pressure, but plaque and high blood pressure is clearly related. The plaque comes from nicks in your artery, and high blood pressure widens those nicks, meaning you have to have more of the LDL cholesterol sent in to repair those nicks. And when it's sent in to repair those nicks, the bigger the plaque repair, the more likely you are to have serious cardiovascular damage and serious plaque in your arteries. So we haven't talked about this in a while. Maybe we ought to spend a little time on high blood pressure, because high blood pressure is such an important thing. High blood pressure, if you look at the data from the VA studies, way early VA, the VA did some excellent work on high blood pressure, where it found out that if your blood pressure was above 115 over 75, you were at increased risk of cardiovascular disease compared to people who had blood pressure of 115 over 75. And they showed that, for example, 130 over 85 made you about, which is the average in America, made you about 9 years older physiologically, meaning you died about 9 years before or had equivalent of 9 years of disability. You had both of those. That's what real age means. You had both disability and death earlier, and that it took about 9 useful years off your life. And that's 130 over 85, the average. 150 over 95, that's about 16 years older. So you really age and increase your risk of heart disease, stroke, kidney failure, even impotence and wrinkling of your skin if you don't treat your high blood pressure. But treated, and I know a lot of people don't like medicines. I have a person who we had on the Oz show this week who had surprisingly high blood pressure because of her weight gain. Her name, and she was on the show, was Jolynn Bennett, and she wants to do it without medications. I think she's going to succeed, but if she doesn't, she's agreed to go on medications. But in any case, it is this high blood pressure makes you much older physiologically, and there's no reason to be. That's what the VA study showed, that any of the drugs that lower the high blood pressure lower your aging, lower your risk of disability early. And it's not a kind disability. The disability is, in fact, stroke is one of those things that disables you, as is heart attacks and kidney failure. in addition to impotence and wrinkling of your skin. Now, one of the things that is tied to this is that Mediterranean diet lowers your blood pressure, lengthens your telomeres, which are what are sent in for repairing your system, lengthens your stem cell telomeres. Stem cells are sent in to repair strokes and heart attacks, even when you have, if you will, GERD or gastroesophageal reflux disease, burning of your esophagus. You send your stem cells in to repair. Well, they need long telomeres because that's how they change into those right cells to repair your heart or your brain or your esophagus the right way rather than not having it repaired. And when you repair it, you need long telomeres because it's the length of the telomere that enables those stem cells to keep dilating, to keep duplicating. And the duplicating stem cells repair your injury. And a Mediterranean diet, that is a diet high in fruits and vegetables, high in olive oil, nuts, with low in dairy, low in meat and meat products. Those are the things that, and having a little whole grains, those are the things that are important to keeping your stem cells long and you intact and doing well. Now, we said a little earlier that memory, we were going to talk about this subject too. Memory slips are tied to stroke risk among highly educated. Memory slips are probably relating to the small strokes, and those look like they are the first sign of these small strokes are these memory lapses, not cognitive function overall. You still have executive function, etc., but the memory lapses, you know, what the heck did I come in this room for? We think of it as a normal part of aging, but it isn't. So if you have those, start going to go immediately to your physician and say, what can I do? What is the most aggressive things I can do to get well? Because you can prevent that. That's the advantage of what prevention really has shown, is that with aggressive dietary changes, with aggressive lowering of your blood pressure and of getting it into the range that's optimal for you, lowering of your cholesterol levels into the LDL of 50 range, these are things that and managing your stress, clearly important, getting rid of toxins. When you do those things, you really radically can decrease and change whether you have a stroke or not. So one of the early warning signs is stroke risk. Another one, we'll get into this just as last, and semen quality. That is the quality of semen that a man produces between ages 30 and 50 is directly related to his overall health. Again, probably related to that ability to have lack of production of inflammatory markers, which impede his quality of semen. We're going to be right back, and we have a great guest coming. It's a book about the grain-free family table. That's the name of the book, The Grain-Free Family Table. We'll talk to Carrie Vitt, who's the author of Deliciously Organic as well. Carrie Vitt has a book out, a recipe book with 125 different recipes, how you can easily switch to being grain-free. We're going to talk to Carrie about how she did it and what the recipes are and why she did it in her journey to get rid of an autoimmune disease. Seems that she did it spectacularly. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meetings, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We hope you do stay well. We have a very interesting author on, Carrie Vitt. She's the author of Deliciously Organic, and this book is called The Grain-Free Family Table. Beautifully illustrated book, beautiful cookbook. But Carrie, thank you for coming on. How'd you get involved in this field?
Well, thanks for having me. Back in 2008, I had an amalgam filling removal. And at the time, I didn't realize that when you have one of those removed, it's good to go to someone that knows how to take their proper precautions. And I didn't know that. And for 3 hours, I laid in the dentist chair and breathed in a lot of the fumes that they were drilling out, and as soon as I sat up from the chair, I felt really ill and knew something was wrong, and got home and was in bed for a week, just too weak to get out of bed, and I couldn't really understand, like, what was going on with me. And then very soon after that, I started breaking out. My face started breaking out. I had a lot of problems with breakouts, and then that turned into 24/7 hives. And I had hives from the neck up, and just couldn't figure out what was going on. And my hair was starting to fall out, and I was getting depressed. And the hardest thing about all of it was that, unfortunately, I couldn't find a doctor who would listen and would run any tests. They kept telling me I had dry skin and would give me a tube of steroid cream and send me out the door. And after about 9 months, I thankfully found a doctor who ran labs, and we discovered I had Hashimoto's disease. And also,
for our listeners, Hashimoto's disease is a increase in function of your thyroid gland that is related in to many people think to autoimmune disease, others think to infections. But in any case, Hashimoto's disease initially has a increased thyroid function and then a decreased thyroid function, and is very variable. For those of you who've seen it on TV, this is Oprah had this as well. So we'll go back to now you, Carrie. I apologize. So found out you had Hashimoto's disease, which correlates with the increase and decrease in symptoms and the all kinds of symptoms, including hair falling out and depression and excitement and anxiety and heart rate changes, et cetera. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was all over the place. Didn't know what to do with myself. And when the doctor diagnosed me with Hashimoto's, the thyroid autoimmune disease, I was coming that day at that appointment. I was already had that mindset of thinking about things more holistically, because in the past, I had been able to reverse chronic migraines, IBS, and eczema with just whole foods. And so that was kind of the mindset that I was already in. And so I said, okay, well, what's the treatment? What do we do? And he said, well, there's this one pill I could give you. And I said, okay, well, what does it do? Like, does it get to the root cause? And he said, no, but it might help with your symptoms. And I said, well, why should I take it? And he's like, well, that's what we have to offer. And, you know, my personal choice was, I just said, you know what? I don't think that's the route for me. And I don't know what came over me, but I told him I was going to reverse the disease right then and there in the doctor's office. And I marched out and I walked down the hallway just thinking, okay, I can do this. I have to find a way to do this. And so I started working with a holistic nutritionist out in San Diego, and along with a lot of dental detox and whole food supplements, she also put me on a complete grain-free diet. And she taught me that when someone is struggling with an autoimmune disease, especially a thyroid disease, that grains can sometimes cause inflammation in the system. So she said, if you can take that out and eat a very nutrient-dense diet, then we can nourish the body and help the body rid of, I had a lot of heavy metals in my system after that amalgam filling removal. And so we got to my root cause and worked from there all the way up. And it took many years and a lot of discipline, but I was able to put the disease in remission. And my family kind of came along for the ride. When I told my husband, I have to eat a grain-free diet, and I don't know how to do this, and how am I going to cook for the family? And he said, you know what, if you have to do it, we all do it together. And so we all jumped in feet first and started learning how to eat grain-free. And it actually was a lot of fun, and I learned that it's really not as hard as it sounds once you're armed with some few key ingredients and great recipes. Like, you can make the food taste just as good as the food you grow up on or at great restaurants. I mean, it's been a lot of fun to be able to help people learn how to cook and bake with grain-free ingredients.
Now, this is not to negate what you're doing with the grain-free family table, because I don't have a I mean, there is no reason not to do that if you want. But just so people know that Hashimoto's often has spontaneous normality after it. And so you can try that, this for Hashimoto's or for autoimmune disease, and it may be a huge benefit, don't get me wrong. But a lot of people have spontaneous recovery, so I just want to bring that up. In fact, if you will, a number of people don't need medications long-term. That is, up to 60% of people have a spontaneous recovery and they stay free of medications for the long-term. Let's go. We have some questions on it, though, and so the grain, sure. When you say grains, you're talking yeah. not only about to go grain-free, you're talking not only going grain-free with oats, rye, and barley, and wheat, but you're also mm-hmm. avoiding chia seeds and a whole bunch of quinoa, et cetera, a whole bunch of things that many people consider by being whole grain and having a lot of protein and other things in them mm-hmm. to be relatively healthy.
Sure.
And so this is going fully grain free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no rice or corn, like you said, quinoa, things like that. And the goal of mine has been to get to that point where then I can eventually add them back into my diet. This was a diet that I've been doing to help my situation. But
you do have some really great recipes in this book. So one of my favorites here in looking at it, and I cooked it last night, is mm-hmm. salmon, avocado, and chickpea salad. So it is it's a wonder, what we call wonderfully healthy Mediterranean dish. Salmon, avocado, mm-hmm. and chickpea without whole grain. So it's a wonderful dish and beautifully illustrated. The book is, is beautifully illustrated as well. People should take a look at this as a great set of choices. There's a green bean casserole that also looked exciting to me that I will eventually get without the heavy cream, but with everything else in it. So there are different dishes. Maybe avoid the ghee too as I look at it. It looks so beautiful. I didn't read all the ingredients since do avoid that. When we come back, we've got a couple questions from readers, one of which I'll set you up with, Carrie, is one is what is the website, and the second is how do I go dairy-free and grain-free? Can you do it at the same time? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Carrie Vitt, the Grain-Free Family Table. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com, PrevaLeaf.com, to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry.
I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this power and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're talking with Carrie Vitt, V-I-T-T. You can find her book on Amazon. It is, the book is titled The Grain-Free Family Table, subtitled Where Gluten Meets Paleo, 125 Delicious Recipes from Fresh, Healthy Eating Every Day. Carrie Vitt is also the author of Deliciously Organic and writes a blog at deliciouslyorganic.net. Now, Carrie, tell me, is there another website for you, which is what one of our viewers asked, or listeners asked, I should say?
I'm just at deliciouslyorganic.net.
Deliciouslyorganic.net. So they can find out about this book at deliciouslyorganic.net as well. This is called The Grain-Free Family Table. It's a beautiful book put out by Carrie and HarperCollins, a division of HarperCollins, actually, William Morrow division. So, Carrie, the question, we have about three questions for you so far on our email line. And Sonar, I don't know whether that is a question on the other line bopping up and down as well, but on the email line, one of the first question came in was, I have lactose intolerance and can't eat dairy. Can I try the grain-free family table, or is everything got dairy in it?
Well, what I did in this book is I know that we're all in a different place in our journey and have different dietary restrictions. And so I included a paleo / dairy-free adaptation for every single recipe in the book. So it's very simple. Like, for instance, if I use butter in the recipe, I'll say, hey, instead use you know, swap it out with coconut oil. So I give you a choice so that you can choose. So each and every recipe is also dairy-free.
So the other obvious thing is this person said, I'm doing things for my heart, so I'm both dairy and saturated fat-free. So I guess that's coconut oil out. Is there another alternative from coconut oil? Could you use olive oil or canola oil or something else?
I'm not a big fan of canola oil, but, you know, olive oil would probably work in some of the recipes. So I tend to lean a lot more towards traditional fats, and I use those a lot in my recovery. So that's what I focus on in this book.
Gotcha. And now you go into, obviously, the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. How important, and since your other book is organic, the Deliciously Organic, which is one of the questions asked, by another listener, is how important is it to go to organic when one does this? Is that key, or is that just for pregnant and near pregnant people?
I personally think it's very important, just because, you know, it's better to stay away from as many chemicals and things like that as possible if you're trying to recover and feel better. But, you know, you can only do what your budget affords. So I definitely agree with you, like the Clean 15 is a great, and the Dirty Dozen. Those are great lists to start with and trying to incorporate as much organic into your diet as you possibly can.
And we should say that the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 are in this book as well. And there is a nice statement on a nice set of stuff on going organic in this book as well. I assume in your blog you get much more on deliciouslyorganic.net. You get much more into organic.
Yes, yeah. And my readers a lot of times like to look at the science behind things, so I try and, you know, give them what I've learned from my personal experience, and we have discussions on that and talk about the importance of eating a clean diet and the different things that it can do in the body and how, you know, real food can really benefit the body. It's a really, really great thing.
And someone, another person has emailed us, this is Edie, in North Carolina, and Raleigh has asked, how long do these recipes take to make? It says you told me it was 125. Are they all 30 minutes or less, or what are they?
Some of them are 30 minutes or less. Some take 20 minutes. And I've got a whole section on salads. And then I also included stuff for those special occasions, right, for the holidays and things like that, when you want to, like, for instance, we just had Thanksgiving, and you want to have some pecan pie, but, you know, you need it to be gluten or grain-free. So I included things like that that might take a little bit more time in the kitchen, but I did try and focus on keeping things simple and with short of ingredients list as possible.
And we should say there is a perfect grain-free pizza crust and pie crust recipes in the book as well. So, as well as there are at least two marvelous pictures. I mean, it's one of them is duplicated from the cover to the inside of your two daughters. So I guess they help you a great deal.
They do, yes. And in fact, I included a whole chapter for kids in the book, and you know, because they went through this journey with me, and so I sat down when I was writing this chapter, and I said, all right, girls, like, what recipes have I not created that you want to see in this book and that, you know, you've been really wanting? And so they actually came up with the list of recipes and helped me test and create them. So I included things like graham crackers and tomato soup and chicken nuggets and as you said, the perfect grain-free pizza, which we make every Friday night as a family. So
I did my best. And grain-free pie crust. We should say grain-free... Yeah. Not only pizza, but pie crust, as well as a grain-free bread.
Yes.
There also is a tomato soup in there, and so there are a variety of soups as well as the recipe I made on salmon last night. So there are a number of other alternatives as well, so anyone can look at this and benefit. Now, what's the other question is, if I was only going to get one of your books, this person writes, would it be Deliciously Organic or The Grain-Free Family Table? I hate those type of questions, but I got to ask it.
Well, I guess it depends on where you're at. If you need, something that's purely grain-free and gluten-free, then you should go for this book. The first book, I do use grains, but I also wrote grain-free adaptations for every single recipe in my first book, Delicious or Organic, and you can actually download them for free on my website. So
that's at Deliciously Organic. We have a heartbreak, Carrie, so I want to tell people, Carrie Vitt, V-I-T-T, deliciouslyorganic.net. Deliciously Organic is the book, as well as The Grain-Free Family Table. Thanks very much for being here and stimulating so much. Thank you again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.